I am not only a member representing a congressional district, but I am a neighbor. I lived in Red Hook. I saw what happened. I was displaced for 2 weeks. But I have to say that despite the suffering and the pain, it was just so gratifying to see how not only New Yorkers came together, but the American people to recognize that when natural disasters strike, there is a role for the federal government to play. That when natural disasters strikes, that Americans will be there assisting those victims. So I hope that next time it will not take this long to get disaster relief legislation passed in Congress. I don't think it will happen again because the American people understood that that is the time when togetherness help us rebuild faster and more swiftly. And this morning, Mr. Mayor, I was in Red Hook with an organization rebuilding together in a house that was damaged with 11 feet of water. He is a veteran from the Vietnam War, and he lost it all. And even when he lost his home, he went and opened another building that he has to house the many volunteers that came to Red Hook from every part of New York and every part of the country. That's what makes America great. And I am so happy that much of this money will go to assist not only public housing residents, but also homeowners, and especially those who didn't have in low-income communities flood insurance. And even those who had flood insurance, they have faced incredible hurdles to get the insurance company to help. But we have to understand that this is a process that is very convoluted and complex. And when people are suffering, they want to get the help and the assistance right away. And in terms of the small businesses, it's great that this money is going to come through the CDBG because it's going to give New York City more flexibility. At a time when small businesses suffered and were devastated, they do not need a disaster loan. What they need is money right away. And so CDBG will give this flexibility to the city of New York to be able to provide grants to small businesses so that they could help the local economy get back on track.